So it happened again, that massive bridge connecting Russia to Crimea, the one that Putin himself inaugurated in 2018, has been hit for the third time by Ukraine. But this time they blew up the bridge with underwater explosives. Let me walk you through this story. Early Tuesday morning, 4:44 a.m. to be exact, a sudden explosion shook the waters under the Kerch Strait Bridge, that 19-kilometer long megastructure that carries all sorts of supplies for Russia. But this wasn't just any random strike. Ukraine's security service, SBU, came out with a bold statement. They said, no civilian casualties, one of the first explosive devices has been detonated under the water. That means there are more to be activated soon. And they used around 1,100 kilograms of explosives. That's massive, enough to shake the seabed and damage the bridge's underwater pillars. The Ukrainian forces also dropped a video and photos, showing the explosion and damage to the railings. Now, you might be thinking, why hit this bridge again? Well, the SBU chief, Vasil Malyuk, made it very clear. Russia uses this bridge as a logistical lifeline to send troops and weapons to southern Ukraine this way. So for Ukraine, it's a legitimate target. Now, this latest hit also came just 2 days after Ukraine launched a drone operation called Spiderweb deep inside Russia, targeting Russian bomber planes. I have a video on that as well. So clearly, Ukraine has planned many such explosions. Now, this bridge has been targeted 3 times now. First in October 2022, a truck bomb created a massive fireball. Then 10 months later, Ukraine used maritime drones to hit its pillars. And now this, a secret underwater operation months in the making. It's like Ukraine is saying we are not done yet. Now, the question is, how did Ukraine do it? Now, reports suggest that Ukraine may have deployed its Marichka underwater drone to carry out this attack. What is this Marichka underwater drone? Marichka is a 6-meter long, black-colored, unmanned underwater vehicle, UUV, developed in Ukraine with a range of up to 1,000 kilometers. This underwater drone is designed for a variety of missions, including reconnaissance, transportation, and direct attacks. According to Ukrainian media, Marichka is a homegrown project, built by volunteer engineers under the group Ammo Ukraine and funded entirely through public donations. The estimated cost of a single unit is around $433,000. The drone is said to be meant for suicide missions targeting Russian naval assets in the Black Sea, as well as critical infrastructure along the Russian coastline. Now, what I'm about to say, I'm not saying based on some evidence, but think about it. Give it a thought. If you look at Ukraine's Marichka or any underwater drones, does it remind you of the Nord Stream oil or gas pipelines blast that happened in the Baltic Sea on September 2022? That was a sabotage. I have a video on it. Now, I'm not saying that Ukraine did that. But there are enough reasons to believe that the West did it collectively. Now, if you think critically and look for patterns, especially in a world where covert operations, proxy warfare, and tech transfers are part of the modern conflict, if you connect these three incidents, number one, the Nord Stream pipeline explosion on September 2022, number two, the development of Ukraine's Marichka unmanned underwater vehicle, then point number three, the Crimean Bridge underwater attack of June 2025, can Ukraine develop something like Marichka on its own? Technically, Ukraine does have some naval R&D capability because it has a coastline on Black Sea and they do have a navy. But developing a fully autonomous long-range underwater kamikaze drone requires number one, advanced engineering, number two, navigation and AI systems, number three, secure communication links, number four, underwater detonation expertise, and number five, funding and testing infrastructure. Now, in the middle of a devastating war and a crippled economy, Ukraine probably didn't pull this off entirely on its own. Western countries, especially the US, UK, and NATO-aligned nations have expertise in unmanned underwater vehicle technology, black budgets for covert support, and the much-needed motivation to counter Russia without direct military confrontation. If we look at the tactics used in blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines, which was a stealthy underwater sabotage, and compare it with how Marichka is now used to hit bridges pillars, there is a clear tactical similarity. Now imagine the sophistication required for this. You need a stealth UUV to navigate underwater currents, evade Russian sonar, plant explosives, and autonomously detonate at the right time. That's not amateur stuff. That is some NATO-level capability adopted for Ukraine. So if you see blowing up the Crimea bridge with the help of an UUV known as Marichka project, Ukraine can give it a public face of a covert underwater warfare program. But the truth is, it is quietly backed or seeded by Western allies, not just to help Ukraine defend, but to reshape modern naval warfare through stealth and deniability. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.